Guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Blackwell with Monochrome Sessions. I'll be here every Wednesday, 11 p.m. till midnight. 88.3 Pittsburgh, WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to bring you back the regularly scheduled automation next week, I think. I might do some Detroit techno. But yeah, we will see. Thank you guys so much again.
Red Cross. Thanks for tuning in. This is Aaron Leaney featuring Guy Tune in the background from their 2023 release, We're Locked Down. The track is Turtle Island. We got some Willie Nelson, Minutemen, and Melanie Charles coming up. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy tonight's experiment. great track there from Jaubi, released September of this year. That was Lahori Blues. Blues for Shorter, presumably Wayne Shorter, from their album A Sound Heart. Before that, Melanie Charles from her 2017 release, The Girl with the Green Shoes. The track was Petty. And Minutemen, going back to 1983. The Toe Jam from Buzz or Howl, Under the Influence of the Heat. You're listening to Experiment with Time on WRCT. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Too Evil to Have a Human Name, Horrible Music for Horrible People, only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday evenings. In Nominis Satana. Do you like new music and free tickets to shows? If so, you should listen to the new and newer music show every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. Listen to the new and newer music show on 88.3 FM, stream at WRCT.org, and follow on Instagram at newshowWRCT. Let's get back to the experiment here. This is the Third Ear Band from 1969's Alchemy, Lark Rise. Thank you.
first thing I want to say is, mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember. In this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. That's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment, especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military, macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. In synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, pesto macho, macho, macho. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley, man. Now I do right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. that was the mandate to the new captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. Imagine first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. So goes the nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all ties, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a big movie. Check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. We'll be right back.
living in Gossip County, in Big Mouth, USA, where the hypocrites preach in the streets all week, and they all meet church on Sunday. I couldn't have made a penny if I didn't have any, singing in the Big Mouth choir. Everybody's talking about everybody else, and ain't nobody knows where they are. Well, they're gonna have a baptism, gotta have the advertising, the postmaster gets it today. Come and check it out, see what it's all about down in Big Mouth, USA.
Country there from Jim Ford, Big Mouth, USA. Before that, more from Aaron Laney featuring Guy Tuin, Every Child, from their 2023 release, Lockdown. A little interlude from Minutemen, Dreams Are Free, MF-er, also off of their 1983 Buzz or Howl Under the Influence of Heat album. And then just a classic track from Gil Scott-Heron, B-Movie, More Relevant Than Ever. And got some more archival releases from Bardopon. They just keep putting them out. Great stuff. That was Olive Skin off of new archival release, just released a couple weeks ago, Melt Away. And we're now listening to new music from Mulatu Astake, the legend of Ethio Jazz. This is Mulatu Astake and the Hunda Orchestra off of their album Tension. This track is called Major.
quando meu filho adormece, sonha, sorri, parece que move os lábios risonhos. Falar ainda para me contar os sonhos, e aquela boquinha linda não sabe falar ainda para me contar os sonhos. E enquanto meu sinto uma ansiedade enorme, ponho-me de sentinela e ali para guardá-lo, não venho ao luar roubá-lo, saltando pela janela. Voltando pela janela, e o meu filho pequenino, eu prendi ao meu destino, e em meu peito tem abrigo. Sorri,
was Reflections of God by Jalbi off of their new release, A Sound Heart. Before that, cover of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire by Electrolane. It's great stuff. And if you're interested in music that you've been listening to, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Welcome to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Richard Gordon and she's...
Riona Duncan.
And we're here with two fine professors of our acquaintance to talk about some translation issues.
We have Christopher Jones, who's Professor Emeritus of French and Francophone Studies at Carnegie Mellon. Hello.
Hello. Good to be here.
So glad to have you here. And we also have Marcy Forsine, who's Assistant Professor and Director of Undergraduate Studies in Classics down at Pitt.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
I just got to start by saying I knew that Christopher had been all over the place and learning all sorts of different languages, but I was amazed when I just learned that he got to Portugal to play pro basketball, and he had one word in Portuguese.
That's correct. And it was an eye-opener going to Portugal after having been a very poor student of German, and I still have no German, but being dropped into a bath... Mm-hmm. of a foreign language and at a time when there were very few English speakers mm-hmm. in Portugal. So it was sink or swim, so to speak, and I swam. Mm-hmm.
As hard as it is for us to understand each other when we speak the same language, what the heck happens once you start adding different languages?
Increased difficulty, I think, but also increased opportunity for communication to happen, right? So there's some places where languages can meet the needs that another language doesn't realize it has. So, for example, you might think of how in Japanese, there's a particular word for someone who is an upperclassman who might be a mentor figure for you, a senpai. We don't have an equivalent like that in English, which can make things kind of difficult, like when you're trying to refer to someone who is a third-year graduate student and you're a mere first-year graduate student and utterly lost in the sauce. It can be nice to be able to refer to someone who has advanced experience than you, but English doesn't have any such word.
Wait, you're a classics professor and you're telling us about words in modern Japanese?
Well, that's not... I don't know very much Japanese. Maybe someday, though.
It is true that many languages have these levels. In Japanese, it's honorifics, but in Chinese and in Latin languages, there's familiar and formal ways of address, mm-hmm. which for Americans can be somewhat problematic. But we do eventually adapt if we're planning to integrate ourselves into the culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it can lead to interesting problems and opportunities, even in classics. So I remember going to a lecture some years ago by Professor Jinyu Liu, who was in the middle of translating some of Ovid's love letters into Japanese. And in Latin, it is very rare to use personal pronouns because it's an inflected language. So the verbs contain the concept of who is doing an action. So you don't need to use tu very often or vos very often. It's implied in the verb. But the very first word, when you translate into Japanese, a love poem that begins with "you are so beautiful" needs to be one of these levels of familiarity. Is it anata? Is it anta? Or is it something more formal than that? And I remember just being blown away by her lecture on this.
Going back to Americans learning other languages, do you think Americans are worse than other cultures at learning language? Because I've heard that from various people.
You often hear it from Americans themselves, right? Oh, I'm bad at languages and so forth.